Welcome to an episode of Disgusting Finance with your host, Michael Garza. Look, I want to make finance more accessible, but I also want to gross you out a little bit. So, here's the deal. How you doing? So, I want to talk about what is a dividend. All right, so a dividend is a payment that you get for holding a stock for a certain amount of time. You can hold it forever if you want. You can keep getting those dividend payments, or you can hold it, or you can buy it on the before the ex-dividend date and then sell it afterwards. I always forget how that works. I'm not very good at that part. I always buy and hold, so I think I explained it right. Anyway, so I'm going to try to break down what a dividend is in the grossest, disgustingest terms possible. Usually sexual. Anyway, so a dividend is like, the best way to compare a dividend to, if we're going to go really gross, is, and this is not financial advice, by the way, not even financial education. It's just disgusting. This is all for entertainment purposes only. So let's say you pay a prostitute, right? So you're going up, hey, you prostitute, here's some money, right? I don't know how that shit works, but that's how it would probably work. So you go and get the prostitute money, blah, blah, blah. Cool. And then what else happens? You trade the money for the sex. Now, it's illegal. You don't want to do that. It's gross. But in the most disgusting sense, in this analogy, it's all hypothetical. You pay the hooker money. The hooker gives you sexual favors, and then it's all done. Now, you have to go back to the hooker and pay her again. Now, think of dividends. Think of stocks that pay a dividend, like a hooker that you pay once and that will give you sexual favors every 3 months, okay? So the dividend payout is the sex. You pay one time, right? Buy the stock, cool. And then you get a little bit of sex. Now that happens every 3 months and you never have to pay again. Now you can always add on to your position, get more sex on top of sex. Right? So I think that's one way to look at it. And this is all analogy based. None of this is factual. I don't want to get banned on YouTube. I just want to be disgusting. I want to be disgusting without getting banned, is all I'm trying to say. Can we be adults, YouTube? Can we please? OMG. Anyway, let's try to make it a little more understandable. So let's go with ex-dividend dates. Okay. So what is an ex-dividend date? Pretty simple. At least, usually it's pretty simple. So the ex-dividend date, it's basically set the first business day after the stock dividend is paid. I believe. Hold on. Oh, right. Okay, so if you sell, this is the thing. So if you sell your stock before the ex-dividend date, you are also selling. So you have to own the stock beforehand, and then, hold on, once the ex-dividend date happens, that's when you can sell it and still get the dividend if you want. It's kind of cool. I still don't like playing that game. I think it's a short-term game. I'm a long-term holder. Pretty much I dollar cost average into everything I invest in. I pretty much am just really spread out across the market like my legs. So how can we make the whole ex-dividend more understandable but more disgusting? So let's say, I'm trying to think of a really disgusting analogy we can go with. Let's see. I can't think of any good analogies for this, except for I'm just going to be basic. Okay, so let's say I'm pleasuring myself on my balls with a vibrator. And, you know, my balls are twitching, obviously. Then I stick the vibrator up my ass. Now, obviously, there's going to be a climactic period where I'm going to come on the vibrator. Now, if I pull it out too soon, you could think about that. My ejaculation obviously is going to be the dividend payout in this scenario. I'm going to put it into a jar. So get through this, Mike. So if I keep the vibrator in for a little bit, right? And then a certain amount of time is going to pass, obviously, when I climax due to having the vibrator in my ass. So now if I keep it in there for a very short, like if I buy it before the climax, no, sorry, if I put it in before the climax, I take it out before the climax, what have I done? I'm not getting anything out of this. It's the same with stocks. If you pay a dividend, if you buy before the ex dividend, but you sell before the ex dividend as well, you don't get any of the benefits, is what I'm trying to say. So it's really important that you do the right thing. And if you want to climax properly, you got to keep it in there for a bit. You got to hold that vibrator in there for a bit. Not financial advice, not sexual advice. Me giving colorful, disgusting analogies to make it to where you don't understand it any more than you did before. You won't understand it any better. What I'm trying to say is I climaxed. I was sitting on one. I was sitting on a vibrator this entire episode. I climaxed. You see, I had the vibrator in my butt. I waited until a certain amount of time until I could take that vibrator out. I still get to climax and the vibrator's out of my butt. You got to hold it for a little bit, right? So put the vibrator in before the climax. And then once the climax happens, or once there's a certain point you can also take it out. Anyway, the point is, and it's a terrible analogy, but I hope these all make sense, and I hope you feel better about yourselves and your lives. Just remember, as Jerry Springer would say, take care of yourselves and each other, and God bless. That might be the most disgusting episode I've ever made. Yuck.